You are with Phoenix 98 FM here at Latitude Festival, and joining me now is Bob from Greenpeace. How you doing, Bob?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, we're almost at the end of it, but we got through it, and I think it was we gave it a good show, and the people enjoyed it, and we're on our knees a bit now, but thousands of kids, hard work.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's really hard work. I mean, both the things we did here, the kids, the nets and the zip line and the climb stuff. I mean, it was all kids, and they can get a bit excitable, but all in all, that was good. And then over the other side, in the kids bit, we did we put in the framework for a ship, and they came for 3 days. We gave them a bucket of nails, hammer, and a saw, and they've clad the whole thing so it won't sink or sail away, and they've enjoyed it. Yeah, it's great fun.
Excellent. I mean, how do you approach, kind of like as an organization, coming to a festival like this? You know, do you find that it's difficult to kind of like come up with different ideas every year?
Well, we've been doing this one for a long time, I think 12, 13 years, but we kind of tend to add to it. So we've now got the bushcraft people with us, and they've got about 8 things that people can do, including, you know, lighting fires without matches, doing the bread stuff, and the dream catcher, and the willow weaving, and the wool weaving. And so that's like 8 disciplines that the kids absolutely love, because they're workshops. So we're trying to do things that are practical, but things that engage people, but things that they can actually join in. So we come up with those ideas, and we come up with the tree climbing, the nets, and we change it a little bit each year, and then we change the routes, we add stuff to it. By and large, we just take it, do it again, but then add something on the top, add a little bit of extra.
Excellent, good stuff.
The boat thing was new for this one. First time we've done the ship building. The first time we've done that. So hey, and that's very popular, so we'll probably come back and do something like it. We might make a big animal like a dragon next time or something, but who knows? But it's gone down really well. And also the main thing here is to meet people that are already Greenpeace supporters and say hi to them. They might never have met anybody from Greenpeace before. And then obviously we're keen to sign up new supporters, new activists, particularly activists, because if they can come and live in a tent for 3 or 4 days in the mud and the rain, we think they might be good for Greenpeace action stuff as well.
Yes, indeed. So what's coming next for Greenpeace? What campaigns have you got coming up?
I think the big campaign is obviously to do with climate related issues, because you know the world's burning, we've got floods in one part of the world, we've got fires in another part of the world, you know, we've got the ice, the glaciers melting. It's really like people have got to kind of wise up, and all this stuff from the government, even today Michael Gove on air saying we've got to kind of slow down on this green agenda because they lost an election because of it. I mean, it's absolutely, that is, to me, is incredible that somebody like in his position can start to turn the clock back when all over the world, you know, people are suffering through climate related issues. And if they think that the people coming across on the boats is a problem, you wait until more and more countries dry up because of a lack of water, or the ground's drying out. They're going to come in there, not in their boatloads, but in their kind of in their millions. You know, if we're not careful, the global south will move to the north, and it's inevitable. You know, it's been predicted, and it's going to happen. So we are going to hell in a handcart, but Greenpeace's job is to try and find solutions and give people hope. So that's what we do.
And good for you that you are, and we're totally behind you on that. Where can people go to find out more about Greenpeace and hopefully get involved?
www.greenpeace.org will get them through to everything that we do globally, internationally, as well as the UK. And also there's a spot there if you want to volunteer or you want to become an activist, you can join through that as well. And then you can come and maybe help us at some of the festivals. We have quite a few volunteers come. We do Glastonbury every year, which is massive, and in 2 days time I'll be at WorldMed doing that, our next festival. So yeah, it's non-stop now, it's great, and we love it. I just hate going back indoors, because the great outdoors to me in nature, it's where it's at.
Indeed, and you have plenty of that here. Well, enjoy the rest of it, and good luck with your upcoming campaigns with Greenpeace.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for taking the time to chat to us today.
Cheers.